Jimmy Watson, another season beckons for Finn Harps, and with the start of a new season, everybody in the league goes in with fresh expectations. Last year it was a disappointing ninth, ultimately, for Harps, but for this season, there is a spirit of optimism there this year, and no doubt the hope is to certainly improve on last year's placing.
Yeah, definitely. I think this year it's just all about improvement. Last year was disappointing for a lot of us. I know I was only there for the second six months, but I felt the disappointment just as, you know, as much as everyone else. So getting the results more so at home this year will be a big factor, and then anything away from home will be an added bonus to the results at home. So
now the fact that you're here again this season, at the end of last season, did it take you long to sort of think about would you remain here?
To be honest, not really. As soon as I found out that Murph was going to be the gaffer, that we were going to retain some of the players, it was pretty much a no-brainer for me. I've said many times, it's just I need to personally get consistent games under my belt, and if I can do that here, help the team be successful, then that's the most important thing.
So you were with Raith Rovers, and then you did a little bit of travel before you ended up in Donegal.
Yeah, so I was at Raith Rovers from when I was, I think, under 11s, all the way through up till I signed my professional contract when I was 17. I was 4 years professional there. Had a couple of bits of success in my last season. We got promoted, we won the league, and we also got the cup. That was the COVID season. And then I think for myself, I'm from Kirkcaldy, which is where Raith Rovers are from, so I wanted to see a bit of the world, so I ended up going on a university scholarship to Canada in Nova Scotia. Again, another successful soccer program, they call it. Did 2 years there, won the league both times, and then once I got my degree, it was time to kind of concentrate back on professional football, and I landed myself in Finn Harps, and you know, I'm delighted that this is the place that I'll be able to come back into professional football, and they've welcomed me with open arms, so it's been really good.
And a lot's made about the support for Finn Harps and the crowd and the backing and that sort of personal touch and the links between the squad and the fans. Yeah, have you been impressed by them?
Oh yeah, it's been amazing, the reception we get even after the results last year. They weren't up to our standard, they weren't up to obviously what the fans expect, and they still backed us throughout the whole season. This year, even coming back, we've had great support, whether it be all around the county. We've been Aaron Moore, we've been Glen Ely, and just the support we've had has been excellent. They've had our backs right throughout, and I can't wait to get the season started and hopefully repay them with some results.
Yeah. And top five in the first division, if you get fifth, you're in a playoff spot. So until late in the season, most clubs will have something to play for, and no doubt to get into the playoffs must be an aim.
Yeah, I mean, I think last year when I first came in, we had a really good run and we weren't far off the playoffs, so it was in some way touching distance for a little bit, and then obviously we went on a poor run, but that's how quickly the league can change. We were so close to being within the playoffs, and we just never made it at that time last year. So it's just about who's going to be on the best run come the end of the season, who's going to make the top five. So that's all I can say on that.
So in conclusion, raring to go.
Can't wait, buzzing to get out there and buzzing to see all the fans at Finn Park.